Queen, on the other hand, were here to stay, and album number 4, A Night at the Opera, proved to be one of their finest efforts.
Night at the Opera, Dan, that was fun. We'd all gone through times of frustration. We got the songs, the album previous, and all our overproduction things. And so we decided to do something which was have a lot of the aspects of Queen 2 and a lot of the aspects of the third Queen album, put them together to do Night at the Opera. What happened was that I'd go to Freddie's house on occasions, and he'd say, "Oh, I've written this new song," and he'd sit on the piano, and he'd say, and he'd sing bits of Bohemian Rhapsody. And he'd say, "And this is where the opera section comes in." And of course, I just laughed. It was the funniest thing. It's the funniest line I've ever heard in my life. And of course, everyone laughed when you hear that. He says, "But it's only going to be, for, you know, like, just a, you know, half a minute of opera section or something." Anyway, that half a minute of opera section ended up being, you know, hours of opera section. It was great. I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody ended up 7 minutes long. And not just, it's a great song. We had all the aspects of Queen 2 in it, in respect of all the overproduction techniques that we all got to love. Lots of vocals everywhere and guitars everywhere. Plus the fact it was a good song. Plus the fact it had that amazing opera section in the middle, which is really, really funny. During actually making the album, we came to sort of a lull in the proceedings, sitting down, a few arguments amongst some of us. So I just said, "Listen, let's call the thing to a halt. Let's go back." I'd rented this house in Wales, just up the road from Rockfield, and I had a video machine up there. And one of the things that I had on tape was Night of the Opera, Marx Brothers Night of the Opera. So we all went up there, and of course everyone was feeling miserable, and nobody wanted to come up at all anyway. So I said, "Oh, just come out. I've got a video machine. We put the video on, and we get drunk and do something stupid." And I put on the film Night of the Opera, and it cheered everyone up, and everyone laughed about it. And I think it was either Freddie or Roger Taylor. I can't remember which one. I said, "We should call the album Night of the Opera. This is a joke. This is a joke." And then I told him, I said, "Hey, that sounds pretty funny. Yeah, I like that idea." And everyone else said, "Oh, that sounds funny as well." And that's why the album got its name. It was a combination of the fact that there was an opera section in the middle of Bohemian Rhapsody, and plus the fact that we'd been watching Night of the Opera on one of those dull moments.